Radical sinners make some of the best Christians there are, people with extreme personalities. And while their sinful passions seem to run crazy and they cause so much trouble, when the Lord Jesus Christ gets hold of people like this and the grace of God comes to change them, God hammers them out into great Christians, great disciples, great followers of Jesus Christ, and that great passion and energy and extremeness that they had before in their sin now is channeled toward God in true repentance and true faith and following Jesus Christ and carrying the cross. That's what happened to a man by the name of Saul, who persecuted the church, who murdered Christians, who was passionate about his way of life and pursued the church with great vigor and energy. Listen to what it says about Saul. After he was smacked down on the Damascus Road by Jesus and was blinded, and he was brought into Damascus, and the Lord sent a man named Ananias to lay hands on him. Listen to this. Beginning in Acts, the 9th chapter and the 17th verse. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands upon him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto you in the way as you came, has sent me, that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was baptized. And when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples, which were at Damascus, and immediately he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is a son of God. And all that heard him were amazed, and said, Is not this he who destroyed them which called on this name in Jerusalem, and came here for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jewish authorities which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that many days were fulfilled, the Jewish authorities took counsel to kill him. But their laying await was known of Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and let him down by the wall in a basket. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join himself to the disciples. But they were all afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out at Jerusalem, and he spoke boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus. You see, Jesus Christ takes those radical things about us, those very bad things, those tremendous flaws in our character, and he turns them around and changes them and sanctifies them for his use and makes us into the people that he wants us to be. You see, then all the things that are an embarrassment to us when we lived in sin, those things that seem so extremely bad about us, God is going to turn around and use them for our good and for the kingdom, that they might be extremely good. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you have changed me, that you have taken those very bad and embarrassing parts of my personality, and you have changed them and sanctified them, and now all that energy is funneled toward your kingdom. I love you, Lord Jesus, because you loved me first, and you changed me and turned me around and made me your servant. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.